Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Well, let's dive right into Hey, I Was Wondering. It is in the spirit of the season, today's Hey, I Was Wondering. And because of that, Kurt is going to get an Eric in the Morning travel mug.
All right.
Kurt writes, hi, Eric. The wife and I love your show. We love you and the wife. Kurt. Yeah, he can get away with saying the wife. Remember the woman who called him and said, my husband better never call me the wife.
That's right.
Call me
that's
my
right.
wife, yeah. But he can't call me the wife.
Yeah.
I was wondering, in the past year or so, you were talking about Melissa writing new safety messages for the Illinois Department of Transportation on the highways. Today I saw a sign that read, only the casserole should be baked. Don't drive high.
That's right. Yeah.
I also saw the one, Cousin Eddie says the Twitter is full.
That's right. That's comedy. Right. Comedy. Christmas vacation reference right there.
Thank you. It does seem very timely for Thanksgiving week, don't drive high, the baked casserole one.
Yeah, I like
was
that
one of Melissa's creation? Is this now a side hustle for her? Has she considered writing advertising jingles as well? God, I hope not. She'd be very good at it. Kurt, you're drunk. Thanks, Kurt. Rhymes with Holy. His last name, Sholey.
Oh, cool.
Rhymes with Holy.
Nice.
Yes, Melissa, there was a time when they first started putting these messages on the overhead signs on the roadways that you had decided that you could write more creatively than they could. Perhaps that's what inspired them to make a more concerted effort to be creative, which I think is really all it's done is created more of a distraction now. Because now people are veering and slowing down, trying to read them.
Trying to figure it out. Sometimes it's kind of like, wait, what the hell does that mean? Or what's that from?
Right.
Yeah. I will say, it was a couple of years ago that we talked about that. And you know,
has it been a couple of years?
It was when we were in the other studio.
Really?
Yeah.
It may have been.
We were in the other studio.
Okay.
So maybe a year and a half.
Okay.
And I will say, I think it kicked them into gear because they were all very boring.
Because
Swanee called them because we tried to see if we could get them to put one of ours up there.
Oh,
I
vaguely remember how glad I was that they didn't do it.
Ever since then, they've tried to be much more creative.
Do you like only the casserole should be baked, don't drive high, better than... Cousin Eddie says the Twitter is full.
I like the casserole one.
You're a stoner, so
that's right.
Yeah, you're a big. No. You can't wait for January 1 because you're going to be first in line at the dispensary, getting all loaded up on your edibles.
I pass on grass.
Yeah, sure you do. You know what I've noticed this past week or two? You've been really trying to work more creative angles in.
What? Yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
No.
That's a Meet the Fockers you were just doing, right?
Yeah,
right.
She went with a,
See, well, it's kind of like when you put up the sign, you're trying to figure out where the reference is. It was like that was what...
I was hoping we'd glide right by it, but I couldn't.
Oh.
Yeah. But thanks. Well, thanks for highlighting the highlighting whip.
Well, you want to give credit where it's
due. Did you guys do a lot of talking at the apartment last night, or was it because we had a late night, you couldn't get it all out, and so it's all coming out early?
I think it was just a late night.
I think that's true. Yeah, a lot of weird stuff.
That's probably true. Top three pet names. Seemed like a great idea at the time.
But now, no.
Now you're like, well, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, how did you come up with that cat that you smuggled into the country?
Yeah, Rexy.
Through a guy named Jesper.
Jervis. But
Jervis.
Might as well be Jesper.
Jervis, the Texan cat smuggler.
That's right. Austin's finest.
Yeah. How'd you settle on the name Rexy for your hairless, smuggled cat?
She is a Devon Rex, and so Rexy is just a natural from that.
I see.
Yep.
I see how that worked.
Yep.
Was there ever anything else under consideration?
Not that I can recall. No, we had a dog named Tiny and then a cat named Rexy, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Top three, by your votes at 312-233-1019. All right, I can't say that one.
Oh, really?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Can't say it?
Yeah. The one that was going to be number one just hung up. We're having that kind of moment right now. In at number three, the ridiculous cat name you wish you would have never done, Jennifer.
Snooky.
Snooky. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Tied with what, Michelle?
A meatball.
Meatball.
Oh.
Meatball.
I like that one.
Gotcha. At number two, you got a pair of cats, hence the reason you're number two, Kevin.
We got two. It's Omelet and Skillet.
Omelet and Skillet for the cats. And finally, I don't know why, but we're going to have to figure it out. In at number one, your pet's name is what, Diane?
Ask him.
Oh.
Yeah, how did you end up with that?
Well, when people walk up to me and ask me what my dog's name is, I say ask him.
I see what you got.
Aha.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And they just look at you and go, I wish I would have never talked to you. I wish I would have never talked to you. And you can say, well, this will teach you to not do it ever again. Let's get all the relevant stuff going. Top three things currently trending on Twitter as social media director Mel D has taken a few moments to isolate and target those things. Are you ready to go, Mel D?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Trending on Twitter, number three.
Okay, Robert Pattinson, he's feeling the pressure.
Who?
For his... Robert Pattinson? Pattinson?
Close.
Robert Pattinson. Pattinson.
Yeah, skinny guy.
The end in there.
Yeah.
Skinny Batman.
Yeah, he's skinny Batman. He's feeling the pressure for his upcoming role as Batman. He's trying to beef up, and he's basically come out and said that Batman is not a real superhero.
Whoa.
He said that?
Yeah. In a recent interview with the Today Show, he stopped everybody by saying that Batman, he's not a real superhero, and he continued to say, you need to have some magical superhero powers. So this is the first time he openly spoke about his role in an upcoming Batman movie, and now he's already getting a ton of backlash by saying that Batman isn't a superhero, and now everybody on Twitter is debating if Batman is a superhero or not.
All right, fine. Batman, superhero, not a superhero. Melissa?
I'm still going superhero.
Whip?
No, not a superhero.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Violetta?
Yeah, I'm with the no. He's not. I mean,
really?
He's a hero, but not a superhero.
Super, regular hero?
Dresses like a bat.
But his car is like magical. All his things.
He just has a lot of gadgets.
Plus, he's got a, you know, that
magical gadgets.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, Twitter kind of broke yesterday because everybody thought Cardi B and Offset were breaking up for good.
Oh,
so
they're together
again?
Stop. Just stop. I want you to. This falls under the Josh Brolin "I burned my pucker hole" statement. I want you to listen to the statement Melody just said. Twitter almost broke because Cardi B and Offset might have broken up. Oh, God. Yeah. We've got to stop ourselves. We have got to stop ourselves.
No, keep going, because I don't have my phone. I need to.
Oh, that's right. All right. Well, the whole thing is a mess because a video went viral from another smaller singer. Basically, she showed Offset sliding into her DM saying,
whoa,
I miss you.
Oh,
so as soon as
this
hit Twitter, everybody looks right to Cardi B. And Cardi B is saying that the whole thing is fake, allegedly. That's what she's saying. And she's also said she's going to expose some people soon.
Oh, boy.
And beat him up.
Hurts. Beat him up. Hurts. All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
So everybody's talking about actress Laura Dern, and they're laughing at her and what she had to say about Baby Yoda. So a day ago, Laura was asked on camera in an interview what she thought about Baby Yoda, and she thinks that it's a real person, a rapper maybe. We have some audio of that.
I don't know, but I think he was at a basketball game. That's all I'm going to say. That I think I saw him at a basketball game.
Okay.
Yeah.
The world is one big head injury. That's all it is. The world is one big head injury.
Yeah. So Baby Yoda, he's a fictional character from the Disney Plus series The Mandalorian, but she thought he was a rapper because, you know, in interviews you get nervous and people just start throwing out names. You're like, yeah, I know that person.
But there's like a million memes about Baby Yoda. Yeah. How do you not? That's a little unfair.
Laura Dern's in a Star Wars movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she had to be joking then.
No, I mean, I'm saying like she still might not know, but my God.
God, I've never cared about anything less.
What?
I don't think I have. I'm trying to think about something I care about less. I don't know if I can come up with anything. I'm really trying.
Crazy.
Josh Brolin. He said, went to Instagram, said, listen, right now I'm into perineum sunning because Ra of Earth told me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I'm a little embarrassed, but I burned my pucker hole.
Right.
Which caused all of America, well, really all of the world to go, okay, now you're kicked off Instagram. For even sharing that with us.
TMI.
So anybody listening who is right now or once was into something weird. Now, granted, it might not be perineum sunning, but you went through a phase.
Yeah.
Where you were, you know, kind of into something weird. Like, you know, covering your body in honey mustard. You cover your body in?
No, it was honey lotion.
Honey lotion.
Yeah.
Annie, you went through a phase. 312-233-1019. Thank you for participating, Annie.
You're welcome. Yeah, so this must have been, like, back in high school, I think.
I was reading all of these forums online about how, you know, not using, like, shampoos would help your hair become, like, shinier and, like, hold curls better and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So I went through this phase where I was shampooing with, like, a baking soda mixture and rinsing with apple cider vinegar.
That's a lot of work. It was so gross.
No, it didn't work at all. My hair was, like, really stringy and greasy and, you know, it was, like, embarrassing. Uh-huh. So I use real shampoo now. That's, like, no way to take care of your hair.
That is no way to live. It is no way to live. And how long was your phase of only shampooing with baking soda and rinsing with apple cider vinegar?
I want to say it lasted a couple of weeks before I just, like, Couldn't take it anymore. Then you're, you know, it's a very short phase.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Yes. Good. How are you?
You had a phase. You went through a phase. What was it?
Well, I got into getting on this website, naturalnews.com, and I still go there once in a while and I get their emails, but it's all natural ways of healing and vitamins and things like that.
Right.
And I read on there that a lot of times people need reading glasses or even regular glasses because your eye muscles start getting lazy.
Right.
Then they were selling these, they're called pinhole glasses. So these big, oversized, completely black sunglasses.
Sweet look.
With little pinholes, with pinholes all through the lenses. And you're supposed to walk around twice a day wearing these and look at things far away, close up, and all different distances. So I would walk around my block a couple times a day.
You were the crazy lady wearing the oversized pinhole sunglasses walking around the block.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I actually still have them.
Right. And as you're walking, you're looking at everybody looking at you going, you people are the idiots. I'm the normal one.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your eyes are better or got more relaxed?
No, I still have to wear glasses when I read.
Yeah.
I can't even read a menu.
Yeah.
I can't believe it didn't work.
Yeah. I was going to spend most of my afternoon walking around the block in these strangely oversized sunglasses with pinholes in them.
Oh, that's so funny.
Why? Because a website told me to. That's why. Showing off your skills with a Z. Skills. Because people always ask you to what? Now, Melissa will be doing some trampoline jumping. More than a million people. I'm not even exaggerating. That's the truth. More than a million people have viewed the video of Melissa doing a flip in her backyard on the trampoline. It's unbelievable.
It's a fluke, I guess.
A million people.
I know. I don't know.
A million views. Unbelievable. Prepare yourself. All right, are you ready?
Yep.
You're going to hear what people always ask me to do. These are our finalists, and then you're going to be asked to select a winner. Violetta, you will be choosing first.
Yes, sir.
Then we're going to go in reverse. Whip, you will choose second.
Got it.
And Melissa, you will be the final vote.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Here we go. People always ask me to. Let's start with you, Jake.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. People always ask you to
catch food in my mouth from extravagant distances.
All right. Now, are you the deviled egg guy, or you just catch general food in your mouth?
Just anything people will feed me.
All right. So Whip can hurl a tamale all the way across the pool, and you can catch it.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I believe you. But, all right. Hold on a second. A lot of noise making people, which is good for the radio. Mm-hmm. Kim, people always ask you too.
People always ask me to make my my dolphin sound, and it calls the dolphins to the beach or the boat.
All right. And what does that sound like?
That's amazing.
All right, that was pretty good. Incredible.
I love it.
That was pretty good. All right, hold on. People always ask you to what, Courtney?
Do my cassette tape rewind.
Another sound effect. All right, and what does that sound like? Just like Voice Guys.
Pretty good, too.
All right,
Voice Guys got that going.
People always ask me to what, Jessica?
So it's not actually me, it's my husband, and I actually ask him to do this all the time as well.
Uh-huh.
He is a hip-hop dancer,
okay. And
I always ask him to dance on command. It's kind of like dance, monkey, dance.
Dance, monkey,
really
dance. Yeah. Any particular type of hip-hop that he prefers?
I say like 90s stuff, like definitely from
90s
the 90s.
Hip-hop.
He was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's some of the best hip-hop around.
I know, right?
The 90s hip-hop. All right, hold on. Hold on. People always ask me to what, Sean?
Rip a phone book in half while riding a unicycle.
Hold on a second. Rip a phone book in half, which is hard to find right now, by the way,
yeah,
while riding a unicycle.
You got it.
Where'd you learn that?
Well, I bought one at a yard sale, garage sale many years ago, and then it's just kind of, drinking a few drinks and hanging out, and done it a couple times, could do it a few more times.
Right. Right.
Okay.
A unicycle by the pool. I see a whole possible.
Oh, boy.
What if you can carry a unicycle on? Do you carry that on or do you check it?
I think you'd have to check it, right? As fragile.
People always ask me to what, Kim?
People always ask me to do my psychic spoon trick. So what happens is you place four spoons out. I'll turn my back. I'll have someone touch one spoon. I won't be looking. Then I turn around. I will hold your hand, and I'll tell you which spoon that you touched.
What?
Right.
What?
All right. All right. Psychic spoon trick.
Yeah.
Never had that before.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously, do that psychic spoon thing you do. All right.
It always works.
All right. That's great. Hi there. People always ask me to, Brad.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
They ask me to do my Spanish loud laugh.
Okay. All right. I'm afraid to even ask. What's that?
It goes like this, Eric.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the song.
All right. It's time for People Always Ask Me To. Who would have known? Make dolphin noises, catch food in my mouth, husband hip hop, cassette rewinding, ripped phone book while riding unicycles, psychic spoon trick, and loud Mexican laugh. Violetta.
I gotta go dolphin sound.
Dolphin sound. Whip.
Catch food in the mouth.
Melissa.
Psychic spoon trick.
All right, so I have to break the tie?
Yeah.
I don't like any of you.
I don't like any of you.
Hey, Kim.
Yes.
You better not screw this up. The psychic spoon trick wins.
I won't.
You better not screw this up.
Yes, I will. I won't. I mean.
Kim, congratulations.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage, and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
According to a new survey, what day is the last respectable day to break up before Christmas? What would you guess, Melissa?
I would say the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'm going to go December 11th, 2 weeks away.
Okay. From Christmas.
December 14th, because I think you break up on a Saturday.
Saturday. What day is the last respectable day, Gene?
December 1st.
December 1st. No. You have a little bit longer than that. A little bit longer than that. She'll never be a CEO, but maybe she'll win
morning's
Mixed Morning Mindbender. Brittany?
Yep. The 15th?
December 15th. No. You don't have that long.
Oh.
Oh, you don't?
You've got to break up before then. According to a new survey, the last respectable day to break up before Christmas is what day, Leah?
December 6th.
Exactly right. You got to get this thing wrapped up by Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, today's the 4th. So if you're going to break up with somebody this holiday season, you have to do it by Friday, according to a new survey.
Oh.
Right now, people are like, oh.
Yeah, we've got to get this thing moving along.
What
I was planning on next week, but now I got till Friday. Wow. So if you're going to ditch the relationship, you better do so in a hurry because the transfer deadline, as they call it, the relationship transfer deadline, that would be transferring from being in one to not, is December 6th, the last day you can acceptably split with your current partner. Otherwise, you have to wait until January. Otherwise, you're a jackass. Okay. Yeah. That sound about right? Friday?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are really honestly considering that now.
I bet a
lot.
Like, I think of, oof. And I think that's not only from an emotional standpoint, but from a gift-giving obligation standpoint.
And making plans.
Yeah.
And I feel like the sooner the better, for sure.
Those who'd had a December breakup listed what as the number one reason for the split? So those that have gone through a December breakup, what do you think was the number one reason they listed as why they did?
I guess there's so many.
There are so many.
Sex was bad?
Sex was bad. No.
What?
There are so many in December. Right to the gutsy one. Yeah.
No.
Although it's kind of right. Kind of right. Whip.
Ah, well, I'm thrown off then, but the sex was bad.
What were you going to say?
Snowing outside.
No, I want to know what you were going to say.
No, I was going to say because they don't want to have the pressure of figuring out what to do for their families and all that, so they just break up.
Like,
rather than bring them over and have it uncomfortable.
The stress of Christmas comes in at number five.
All right.
Violetta, do you know?
I was going to say starting off the new year fresh without, like, that baggage.
Also a good answer, but not there. The number one answer why people break up in December, the spark is gone.
Really?
Or doing it is no longer fun, according to Melissa.
Or it never was fun.
Yeah. Wow.
And it took 11 months to figure it out.
Wow. Not only is it not fun, it never was.
Happy holidays.
And Merry Christmas. Whoa. You know what you are? You're like one of those people that are complaining about the Peloton commercial.
Oh yeah, a lot of people.
You've been seeing this story?
Yes.
A lot of people.
The whole world's mad at Peloton now.
Yeah, I had to watch the news for them to break down to me what is wrong. Like,
Peloton's infamous Christmas commercial is getting major backlash on social media. Since the high-end fitness equipment company dropped the commercial on YouTube late last month, viewers have started to take issue with its message, as shared in various hilarious tweets. The 30-second video starts with a husband surprising his wife with the brand's $2,200 stationary bike on Christmas morning. All right, first of all, can you give your wife a Peloton for Christmas? Yes or no, Melissa?
Yes.
All right. Whip?
I guess so.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so it's not like giving her a gym membership.
Can you give your wife a gym membership?
Can you give your wife a membership to Lifetime Fitness for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For sure. I'm going to go no on that.
What if she's been wanting it?
And there's no difference really between that and the Peloton, really. It's the same idea.
It's a little different.
It's big time different. She then goes for her first ride, admitting she's a little nervous but excited. Subsequent scenes, playing over Tal Bachman's 1999 hit She's So High, which is Whip's ringtone.
Yeah, why'd they bring that back?
See the wife rushing in the door after work to get her workout in and waking up at 6 a.m. to do the same thing. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me, she says at the end of the commercial, as she and her husband sit on a couch and watch video footage of her workouts from the past year. Thank you so much, she said to him. Twitter users came out in droves to discuss the ad, mocking everything from its supposed message of a husband wanting his seemingly already fit wife to lose a little weight to her being nervous about riding an indoor bike.
That part is the part that is bizarre. She's like, a little nervous, looks at the camera like she's, you know,
although
stressed out.
I kind of get that. Like, if I were to have a Peloton, I think I might be a little nervous because I don't know that much about it. My buddy rides one, or used to, for like a week, and then in the standard fashion of all of us, then he quit.
Yeah.
And now he's
hanging
stuff on his Peloton.
Right, that happens.
But I think when you get on there, you know, you can watch the video series, or you can ride live with one of their instructors, and it keeps track of how you're doing against everybody else.
Yeah.
And I would be a little nervous that, you know, somebody in Kansas is riding with me, looking at me going, who's the fat ass that can't keep up?
You know what? There's always going to be somebody better. It makes you feel bad about yourself.
No, but your feet also get strapped in there.
Yeah.
I went to SoulCycle and I fell off of the bike.
It was very scary.
So that's why she's nervous? She's worried she's going to fall off?
That's one of those two. Either she's going to fall off or somebody in Kansas is going to think she's a fat ass who can't keep up.
All right. Now I get it.
That's what I've been nervous about.
Now it's a good commercial.
312-233-1019. The whole world seems to like it, but you don't. Violetta's mom, Vera, doesn't like back rubs.
She cringes.
Somebody in Kosovo doesn't like French fries.
Only that person.
That's because they.
Isn't that weird that I got an email from Kosovo and it was just stuck in my brain?
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. the whole world likes it, but you don't. Susie.
I am not a fan of cheese or chocolate.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is weird.
That's
a
chocolate. You are an alien.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
It's hard to be American and not eat cheese.
Right.
Or chocolate.
Right.
It's like, I think that's one of the food staples.
Hard to be American and not eat cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Cheese. Put it on everything.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were saying cheese.
Ah. The whole world likes it, but you don't, Ann.
Ketchup. I was okay with it until a pregnancy, and then I can't go back.
You know, I'm not crazy about ketchup.
I'm with you. I don't add it to anything.
What?
If it's there already, yeah. I'll accept it,
Me
but
too.
I don't add it to
I
anything.
I don't actively seek it out.
And I don't like gloops of it.
And I do Oops. Not put ketchup on French fries.
I don't
oh
either.
Oh, my goodness.
What is
yeah.
wrong with you guys?
No, won't do
Seriously.
It. Won't do it. I'll put mayonnaise on French fries.
Oh, I love mayonnaise. Oh, my gosh. You guys are crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, the whole world likes it, but you don't.
Craft beer.
Yeah. yeah. You want your straight ahead
yeah,
Miller Lite.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's not get crafty. Hey, Greg, the whole world likes it, but you don't.
Coffee. I can't stand it. I like my Starbucks, but that doesn't count. I hate coffee.
Why does that not count? Hmm. Oh, you don't get coffee there.
Do you get tea?
No, you get the iced frappuccino. That's not
right. That's
coffee.
Dessert.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you crazy?
I
really
like
enjoy
attitude.
His dismissive. What are you an idiot voice?
Exactly.
That was
what
great.
Are you thinking?
You're my guy, Greg. that's what we're looking for on this show. That, what are you lost your mind?
Frappuccino grande.
Everybody around here for the past week is trying to make the world okay. It's not okay.
No, it's a horrible place.
It's not okay.
Terrible.
We live in a world of of two different sides. There's no middle. I love that. Thanks, Greg. Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi. The whole world likes it, but you don't.
I don't like bacon. I never
wow.
have.
And all right, I'm going to pull a Greg on you. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's just a weird texture, and it's slimy, and
I can see you not liking too much of it.
True story. This is going to blow your mind on two levels. One, I was in a grocery store earlier this week, okay. which never happens.
Yeah, it's weird.
Who are you?
I know. I love Santa and grocery store shopping. And while there, I bought bacon. I don't even know why.
Because it looks good. You, like, can smell it when you see it.
I, like, walk by it. I don't even know
like
why.
A...
Wait, so do you not like bacon either?
No, I like bacon, but I didn't
okay.
need bacon.
Okay.
I wasn't there
well,
for bacon.
If you like it, though, it's a good thing to pick up.
I walked right by and I went, I must have some of that.
I get that.
Just to have it.
Did you
it,
make it
to,
when you
no,
got home?
No, but just to know it's there. Yeah.
It's very comforting.
It is.
The whole world likes it, but you don't, Tia.
I feel so much better now after the bacon lady. Game of Thrones.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I don't get it either. I really don't.
I don't
tried.
Get it.
I tried.
I tried. I stuck in there for season two. I had diagrams made for me to, like, follow all the kingdoms.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Once you've reached diagram level, if you aren't on board then, you're not going to get on board.
It's so dirty, though. That part is, like,
it looks
hard.
Cold and miserable every show. Every show looks like 2 days ago here.
I hear what
life.
You're saying. It's sad.
Lisa, the whole world loves it, but you don't.
Red velvet cake. What's the fuss about? It's just a bottle of red dye and chocolate cake.
What's the big deal? Yeah. Why are we all making a big deal about it? All right.
I feel you.
Jake, the whole world loves it, but you don't.
The Office.
I got to go
you're
with you on
terrible.
That too, Jake. I'm with you.
I know,
never got into it.
Yeah, I am. I am.
You've got
I
to be joking.
I tried, too, but no, like, I couldn't get into it. My friend told me she'd buy me one of those, like, Dunder Muffin shirts.
Right.
Dunder Mifflin Dunder Muffin.
Oh, I'd get one of those cool Dunder Mufflin shirts. Nah,
Thunder
I don't either.
Muffin.
I'm with you, Jake. I don't get it either.
Yeah, it'll
the
click.
The humor's hilarious.
It's
give
not.
A chance.
The best thing about The Office are all the memes that come from it.
I sit and watch it, and they'll do an office joke, and I know... This is what the whole world thinks is hilarious, and I just stare at the TV and go,
Shut
I don't know.
Shut up, you of all people.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it, Steve Carell.
Maybe he's watching a knockoff show.
I don't know. You get it cheaper on Hulu. You watch it on Hulu, it's like...
Some guys on YouTube.
Yeah, it stars Steve Zahn, not Steve Carell. Yeah. This list called The Main Emotion You Feel After a Breakup Depends... on your zodiac sign. So dealing with breakups from a Zodiac standpoint and the stress that comes along with it, the main emotion you feel. Like, for example, Violetta, what's your Zodiac sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces, all right.
Fishy.
After a breakup, you generally feel disillusioned, according to this. Does that sound about right?
Can you describe that to me?
Sure. Pisces are romantics who fall fast and hard, and it's not uncommon for a Pisces to imagine walking down the aisle with every new person they date. Oh, my God, that's you.
I always think about, you know, do we want three boys, girls?
Sure. Breakups shatter a Pisces' idealized vision of the future, and while they may doubt the prospect of getting the fairy tale ending for a bit, a Pisces is too much of an idealist to be kept down for long. That's not that, even remotely close to who you are.
No, don't you think?
That's not even in the same stratosphere. What are you, Melissa?
I'm a Libra.
Libra. What do you think your general emotion is after a breakup?
I think we feel...
What do you feel?
What do I feel?
What is your general emotion after a breakup?
Usually devastation.
Oh, wow.
This one says you should feel embarrassed. Oh, that's generally what Libras feel.
What's
that?
What?
Libras care deeply about their reputation. Her and Pat the Smoking Guy.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Like, when you break up with Pat the Smoking Guy. Oh, weird.
What is wrong with you?
Is that going to be tough for you when that happens?
I don't date people who smoke.
When they break up with someone, those being Libras, they're likely less worried about themselves and more concerned about others finding out. That's what you're concerned with. You're embarrassed.
Well, I would like to come here and tell you, that's for sure.
Whip, what are you?
Virgo.
Virgos. The main emotion Virgos feel after breaking up is nothing because they're not on this list.
Oh, okay. We are numb to it.
Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Libra. Virgos generally feel lost.
Lost? Okay. Oh, my God.
Not the TV show, the emotion.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
Virgos may be practical, grounded people, but they take relationships very seriously, and the end of one can be completely disorienting.
Wow, look at that.
They thrive on schedules, and when a relationship ends, so do their weekly Friday dinner dates at Chili's. Oh, my God, that
wow.
is you.
Oh,
my
that God. Is you,
it is. It's amazing.
Did you write that?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Rip feels lost. Violetta feels disillusioned.
What's yours?
Melissa feels embarrassed, her and Pat.
Oh, my God.
Smoking up.
She's embarrassed she dated him.
Oh, and finally, me, Aquarius, we feel impulsive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. So you guys go out and find somebody to do it with. Whoa, okay.
I don't think it says that anywhere.
No, maybe that's it.
It doesn't say we go out and find somebody to do it with. Because being unpredictable is an Aquarius kind of thing, after splitting from someone, they'll want to upset everyone's expectations by proving they're totally fine, and probably be making some spontaneous decisions along the way, going out and doing it with someone. Oh, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is right there. It is there. You know what? I'll give this to Mel D, and if you want to look up your Zodiac sign to see what your emotion would be, we'll make sure that you can do that. Where will you post it, Mel D?
I'll post it on Facebook.
All right.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at